are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's been very busy, actually, the last few days. Thank you guys so much for all your calls, all your emails. I guess the latest on the James Holmes update, I guess we just heard the judge enters a not guilty plea for James Holmes, the suspect in the Colorado movie theater massacre that killed 12 people and wounded, I believe, 58 more. From what we understand, a Colorado judge has entered a plea of not guilty on behalf of James Holmes. He was the former graduate student that shot up a movie theater, allegedly, during the Dark Knight premiere back last summer. Holmes' attorney told the court that he was not ready to enter a plea, but the judge entered a not guilty plea for him and said he could change the plea to not guilty by reason of insanity. This is according to the Associated Press. Now, Holmes sat silent but alert throughout the hearing, apparently appearing to look at the judge and stare into space. Holmes is facing 166 counts, mostly of murder and manslaughter. He has been now 8 months behind bars, has reportedly been restrained in a psychiatric ward for several days during the fear that he may harm himself. They say to be found not guilty by reason of insanity, Holmes has to prove that he did not know right from wrong. Oh, this is bullcrap. When he committed the crime of which he is accused. Prosecutors say Holmes planned the massacre well in advance, ordering arms and ammunition through the internet, dressing in paramilitary gear on the night of the assault. Exactly. Police also found explosives in his apartment that had reportedly been rigged to go off when authorities entered. You had to be pretty well calculated to put something like that together. Not to mention dressing up like the Joker and then going into the Dark Knight premiere. I mean, there's a difference between insanity and incompetence. I get that. Okay? He obviously had some level of incompetency or competency to be able to get to the theater and to be able to order the ammunition, etc. Yes, he may be insane, but that doesn't mean he should get any less of a sentence. Okay? This man is not fit, if he is found guilty, to be in this society. I don't want him around. I don't want him out on parole later. Hell to the no. Anyway, they say in many ways he is an anomaly. He has no known connection to any of his victims. Unlike the Newtown shooter, Adam Lanza, or the Columbine shooters Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, he did not end his massacre by committing suicide. So he did the deed, unfortunately, and then was able to be arrested. They say there are some parallels between him and Jared Loughner. Now, Jared Loughner was the man who opened fire outside the Tucson supermarket in January 2011, killing six, wounding 13 others, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, shooting her in the head. He is a diagnosed schizophrenic, was initially ruled not competent to stand trial, which to me was ridiculous because he was able to get out of a traffic ticket, you know, driving to the shooting. He was able to buy film. He was able to buy ammunition, went into Circle K a couple times. So as far as I'm concerned, this guy had levels of competency, otherwise he couldn't navigate to the shooting. But after more than a year of treatment inside the federal prison, he did plead guilty to the charges against him and was sentenced to life without parole. The district attorney, they said, will make an announcement on April 1 about whether he intends to seek the death penalty for Holmes. Holmes' defense attorney asked for more time to prepare. How do you defend this? I don't understand the defense attorneys. How do you defend somebody like this? Okay, I know you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. I get that. I understand. But, I mean, where do they go from here? Do they just try to play the whole insanity defense? Is their success based on claiming he was insane and to get a lesser sentence? You know, how does a defense attorney find success in a case like this? It's always blown my mind. I find the field of law fascinating. I mean, if I wasn't a doctor, I probably would have wanted to go into law, but I wouldn't have wanted to go into law where I defend criminals such as this. I mean, I would want to, you know, make a difference, make a good difference in this world. And I understand with our judicial system, we have to have defense attorneys because there are some people improperly charged. But with something like this, I mean, how does the defense attorney sleep at night? I mean, what to him will be a successful trial? Getting this guy off scot-free? I mean, he now gets to poke holes in a very bloody, horrifying case. And I guess he gets to sit there and poke holes into it and try to get the jury to be convinced that James Holmes wasn't the shooter, that nobody could actually say it was him just because he had explosives in the house, or is the defense attorney already throwing in the towel, and his defense will be, oh, well, this person was suffering from psychiatric disorder, so he can't get the death penalty, just give him life without parole, or put him into a mental ward. I don't know. I still want to find out what's going on with the psychiatrist who had seen James Holmes prior to the shooting. I know she's been sued by one of the victim's wives, one of the victims who had died. The wife is, the widow is suing because, apparently James Holmes had told, I think Dr. Lynn Fenton was the psychiatrist, that he had wanted to kill people. He fantasized about killing people. Now, I don't know where the proof is of this, but if that's the case, she is being sued for breach of duty. From what we understand, Dr. Lynn Fenton did want to call authorities, but she brought it at first up to, I guess, the psychiatric board of the school. There's some sort of a board, brought it up to them. From what I understand, nothing really seemed to happen after that. James Holmes ended up leaving the university, ended up withdrawing from the university, then going on and shooting. Now, from what we understand in Vegas, there's a doctor that I believe is getting sued because they had been giving antidepressants or anti-anxieties to a medication to a person who had ultimately gone on a slashing spree and cut the side of somebody's face open with a knife. So the doctor is getting sued for having treated the patient with an antidepressant, anti-anxiety. Look at how many of you guys are on Zoloft or, you know, Paxil or Xanax. Right? Does that mean the doctor is going to be responsible if anybody decides to just go crazy? I guess so. All right, guys, don't go away. Not that Lynn Fenton was completely in the clear. Again, there is duty. But don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. So thank you so much. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You've been getting a lot of emails about the Pawn Stars last night. Thank you guys for watching. That's cool. I know you were watching Pawn Stars anyway. It's cool. The people who didn't know I was going to be on it are like, what? What was your stupid butt doing on that show? But it was fun. I've actually filmed a few shows with them. I live in Las Vegas, and that's where Pawn Stars is. And so I have medical antiques. I come on there. I sell my medical antiques or see if they want to buy it. And then I talk about the medical history. And it's nice that they give me, you know, some time with the mic so I could, you know, describe some of the medical history of some of these items I want to sell. I was successful in selling one of my items. I had to negotiate with Chum and with Corey. I love these guys. They are so cuddly. They really are very, very cuddly guys. And so I had a 1800 dental tooth extractor. And it's very interesting because those dental tooth extractors look very similar to ones of today. And by the late 1800s, most of what we use in medicine today was already starting to be thought of then. We had this little bit of a medical revolution as the Industrial Revolution took place in the 1800s. And so prior to that, we used these tooth keys. These tooth keys where basically it had like this little hook. You would hook it around the tooth and then you would twist like a key and hopefully crack teeth around there so you could pull out the tooth. It was a lot more barbaric. My instrument, although I have a tooth key also, I collect these things. My instrument that I sold on Pawn Stars last night, that aired last night, was a tooth key from the later 1800 periods. Not a tooth key, a tooth extractor, which actually helped pull up the tooth. You basically use these elevators, to help move the tooth out of its socket, and then once you do that and loosen it up, you need something to grip the tooth and pull. And so this sucker was used to grip the tooth and pull. And it was kind of mean looking. It kind of looks like a claw type of thing, but it was pretty cool nonetheless. And I think Chum tried to attack Corey with it, and then I think Corey wanted to offer me a job as a dentist, which I probably should really think about because I don't think dentists are going to be hit as hard with Obamacare as doctors are. And it was really cool nonetheless. I love medical history. I love medical antiques. I love talking about what used to happen in the olden days and how things were done. You know, but you know, for a lot of dental ailments, remember, they didn't have antibiotics. So if you had a tooth abscess or if you had a cavity or something that would have needed a root canal, etc., I mean, you know, they'd rip out the tooth. If it was a problem, they'd rip out the tooth. And it worked. Remember Castaway? Tom Hanks had a tooth issue, so then he just decided to take a rock and slam it and you know, extract his tooth that way, which to me is very dangerous because he could have easily fallen into the fire that he had in that cave. But that's just how they used to do things. Pull it out. Okay, and it was interesting, but I missed the tool. I did sell it. I think I sold it for $180, and I wanted to sell it, I think, for no less than $150. So it was pretty good. I was pretty good. They were pretty easy to negotiate with. I didn't have to, you know, because you got to be careful too. I mean, I'm a radio host, so I can't go there and start yelling and screaming and acting like what? You know, I mean, I have to be real, but also, you know, people love these guys. And so, you know, some people ask, oh my gosh, you should have really gotten more for that. How could you have? Nah, you know what? I was happy with that. Also, believe me, you know, I know what a lot of these things go for. I collect medical antiques. I'm very aware. So I also don't want to ruin my credibility. I mean, if I'm on the show, I'm going to be, I'm going to use the knowledge that I have. I'm not going to try to, you know, play a game with it. I mean, I'm there to sell an item, but I'm also there to teach. And so, you know, if an item like I had, you know, sold for basically under a couple $100, then that's what I'm going to ask for. I'm not going to try to, you know, make $1 million off these guys. No need to. So for those of you giving me some crap that I should have tried to get more money, you thought Corey would have given me more money. Yeah, maybe he would have. But again, I wanted something fair. And again, I have my own reputation to protect. And yes, I do have a reputation. No, not the reputation from college. We're trying to forget about that reputation. But the very clean, you know, knees bolted together, you know, a sweater not too tight, you know, bra straps aligned type of reputation that I'm trying to uphold. And I think I've been very successful at upholding it. So anyway, I'll let you guys know when the next Pawn Stars is going to air because I've sold a bunch of cool stuff. I love these guys. It's great. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, Rick is sexy. Yeah, Rick, I just dig the whole bald thing. That's why I really don't understand why you men are so afraid of going bald. I think bald is very sexy. Rick, to me, is very sexy. Now, the father, you know, old man has his full head of hair. It's real hair. He has, not that I you know, rubbed my fingers through his hair, but he's got real hair. Very sexy, too. Okay, but I think you guys kind of panicking that you're losing your hair, that your hair is thinning. Bald is in. It's very in. So don't start to panic, okay? I think being bald is very, very sexy. You'll do fine. And you can even have a hit show being bald. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I mean, I've always had pets for my kids, dogs, cats. I think one time they wanted a scorpion, and that's where I drew the line, and we donated the scorpion to the school. But apparently pet frogs are becoming a bigger problem than we think, and these pet frogs have been linked to a salmonella outbreak. There's been a 4-year survey of a strange salmonella outbreak in children that kept African dwarf frogs here in the States. Now, this is according to researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The study was released Monday in the journal Pediatrics. It's the first to link Salmonella typhimurium to an amphibian species. You know, you get salmonella from birds. Get salmonella from chicken that you're cooking. You get it from eggs. But now seeing it from frogs, okay? And what are kids doing with their pet? They're playing with the frog. They're holding the frog, you know, because frogs really don't seem to bite. So they're picking up salmonella. The study, okay, the study was released. Salmonella is usually in food. The non-typhoidal salmonella sicknesses, because remember, salmonella can cause typhoid fever. But they say the non-typhoidal can cause 1.2 million people a year to get sick, 23,000 to become hospitalized, 450 deaths a year from salmonella. That is a lot, especially in this day and age with our antibiotics. But studies in the mid-1990s showed that about 74,000 of these infections didn't come from us not eating properly cooked meat. It came from exposure to reptiles and amphibians, such as turtles and frogs. CDC researchers identified 376 cases from 44 states between the years 2008 and 2011. Of those with available information, luckily none of them had died. 29% had been hospitalized. When the researchers compared the salmonella outbreak cases to people who had contracted some other strain, they found that about 67% of outbreak cases were associated with frog exposure. Why are you guys playing with frogs? I mean, get the kid a real pet. Get them a dog, get them a cat, get them something they could kiss, something that could rub tummy. I get it. I get it. Dogs poop up the house. Cats pee up the house. I get that. All right? But a frog isn't even a real pet. Okay? What are you supposed to do? You can't go, coochie-coochie-coo. Can't do that with the frog. You can't sing to the frog. You can't have them cuddle up under your covers while you sleep on a cold night. They jump. They're kind of, see, to me, when I think of a frog, I think of the frogs I dissected, and I just think the frogs are going to get back at me for, you know, dissecting their friend. I mean, the frog was already dead, but still. They say about those infected range in an age from less than a year old to 86 years old, but 69% were kids under 10. The average age of people getting affected by salmonella was 5 years old. Okay, frogs are kept in aquariums and household pets, so they think these frogs are infecting the little kids. About 27% of the patients reported directly touching the frog. Of course they will. You know, my kids wanted to have a tarantula as a pet also. And I was like, hell to the no, because they're going to want to stick their finger inside. That's what kids do, especially your five-year-old. They always have to stick their fingers in things, okay? Okay, I know what you're thinking. Stop it. Interviews revealed that only 27% of the patients actually touch a frog, but 60% said they came in contact with the aquarium water. So if you're changing the frog dish, or you're cleaning up the poo-poo, or you're cleaning the tank, you could get salmonella. So, and kids are more at risk because they don't wash their hands. We talked about this. If these kids don't wash their hands, I mean, they're probably not getting into the nails like they're supposed to. We talked about hand washing and getting under the nails. If these kids don't do that, then they basically get salmonella from their frogs. So, like I said, you know, get another pet. I don't think dogs or cats spread salmonella. You know, again, they do stink up the house. I get that. But for the most part, and they're real pets. I mean, did you get the frog because you thought if the frog would die, that the kid wouldn't care? The kids are going to care if the frog dies, if the goldfish die. Any dying animal affects them. So don't just try to go for a frog for that. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was an interesting study. They said gay men who marry now live longer. And the death rate among same-sex partnerships have actually dropped significantly since the 90s. This was a study looking at Danish men, and they found that same-sex male couples have the ability to live longer, but same-sex female couples, the death rate is increasing. I guess in 1989, Denmark became the first country to allow registered same-sex partnerships. For several years afterward, they found that the death rate of among same-sex partners had been high. But the death rate among men now, since 1996, is now below that of unmarried or divorced men. They think it's because of treatment for HIV and AIDS, which is a major reason for the decrease in gay men couples. In contrast, researchers found that the death rate for women in same-sex partnerships has increased, mostly because of suicide and cancer. According to Drugs.com, lesbians may constitute a largely unnoticed high-risk population for suicide and breast cancer, so our findings call for efforts to identify the underlying factors responsible and ensure access to basic health care in this population. Now, we know that married people have a reduced rate of death. My very first show, my first show on KDON, January 31st, 2009, we had talked about how men live longer if they're married, okay, whether they're heterosexual, homosexual, etc. It's very interesting to see how lesbian couples would actually be more at risk. Okay, because usually having the marriage or having the relationship, having the cohabitation, the monogamy seems to usually enhance health benefits. So this is the first time I've heard that a couple would be at more risk. But they said suicide and cancer. Now, why would cancer, what type of cancer could be affecting lesbians? Why would lesbians be more prone to cancer? Well, the only thing I could think of is many lesbians that I have in my practice weren't lesbian their whole life. They did have sex with men. Then they decided to find a partner for life and settle down with them, and it would be a woman. But many lesbians don't come in for their regular pap smears. So if they were exposed, and I don't mean to stereotype, but many of my lesbian patients, they've been in a couple relationship for years. They go, I'm not having heterosexual sex. I don't need a pap smear. And I'm wondering if the cancer that they're talking about is cervical cancer, breast cancer, many types of cancers that aren't being screened during the usual pap gynecological exam, which is why I always tell my lesbian patients, if you ever had sex with a man, yes, you could have HPV. Not to mention women can transfer HPV to each other. If women had genital warts or were exposed to HPV from another woman, they could still give women HPV. So lesbians still need their pap smears. They still have ovaries. They still have a uterus. They still could have polycystic ovarian syndrome. They could still get breast cancer, etc. So I'm wondering if that's why, you know, that there would be an increased death rate for lesbians. I'm not sure. In terms of gay men, most of my gay couples, very supportive of each other. They drag each other to the doctor, making sure they're getting checked, just like any other couple would. So I can see why gay couples live longer. If one of them has HIV and you're seeing this type of support like you do with non-HIV couples, I am sure that one of the lovers is making sure that the other one is going in and seeing the doctor and getting taken care of. So having that type of support and not being alone. Plus, a lot of these retrovirals, they make you feel kind of crappy. So you need to have a good support system. Someone that's going to make you some soup. Someone's going to give you something to settle the tummy. It does help. So to me, it does. It makes a lot more sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you ask me, what are some early signs of Alzheimer's? How do I know I may have Alzheimer's? And we talked about starting to forget things, you know, and we all get forgetful. We forget our keys. We forget where we place our wallets. We forget things on the shopping list. But if it starts to become more of a daily thing, you forgetting, you actually forgetting your way, you having more and more of these brain farts where you're like, where am I going? That could be a sign. Well, now researchers are saying sleep problems can be an early indicator of Alzheimer's because Alzheimer's plaques can disrupt sleep. Researchers found sleep is disrupted in people who are likely to have early Alzheimer's disease, but who do not yet have the memory loss or other cognitive problems characteristic of Alzheimer's. And they do confirm early observations that mice had sleep loss when they had brain plaques. And remember, these plaques, these neurofibrillary triangles and these tau proteins and the amyloid deposits, which is typical of Alzheimer's, these things cause buildup in the brain with Alzheimer's, and of course it could cause issues with sleep. They say early evidence tentatively suggests a connection may work in both directions. Alzheimer's plaques disrupt sleep, but the lack of sleep could also promote Alzheimer plaques, which is why I keep yelling at you guys, make sure you get enough sleep. We talked about in the first hour how lack of sleep could cause weight gain, and we went through how maybe the metabolism slows, etc. So lacking sleep is never good. We need sleep. I mean, think about in the olden days. You would be up at the crack of dawn, but when it would be night, you would be up for a little bit and you'd go to sleep. So we were designed to sleep for at least 9-10 hours. Okay? That's how we were designed. Okay? They didn't have iPhones. They didn't have iPads. They didn't have YouTube. They didn't have Hell's Kitchen. I mean, they didn't have a lot of things that would distract you from sleeping. They didn't have books. You would probably talk. Maybe you'd dance by the fire. And then you would go to bed. And you would go to bed early. All right? Those of you that go to bed at 1 in the morning and wake up at 5 in the morning, no. No, not going to work. Senior author Professor David Holtzman, head of Washington's University Department of Neurology, says the link between Alzheimer's and lack of sleep may provide us with an easy detectable sign of Alzheimer's pathology. Or actually, waking up or having difficulty sleeping. Now, sleep problems are common in many people with Alzheimer's. But keep in mind, sleep problems are common in a variety of things. People who have anxiety. People who have hormonal issues, right? How many people going through menopause have issues with sleep? People who have obesity, people who have sleep apnea, people who have thyroid disorders, people with diabetes. People with diabetes have sleep issues because they have to get up to pee. People with enlarged prostates have sleep issues. So just because you have a sleep issue doesn't mean you have Alzheimer's. But the idea that they're going to be looking into that and that they have, basically what they did is they looked at 145 volunteers from the university's Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. All of the volunteers were 45 to 75 years old and cognitively normal when they enrolled. As part of other research, scientists had already analyzed samples of the volunteers' spinal fluids for markers of Alzheimer's disease. Samples showed that 32 participants had preclinical Alzheimer's disease, meaning they were more likely to have amyloid plaques present, so they were starting to have Alzheimer's, but they didn't show the cognitive decline. Participants kept daily sleep diaries for 2 weeks, noting the time they went to bed and got up, naps they had taken, other sleep-related information. Then they tracked the participants' activity levels using sensors worn on the wrist that detected the wearer's movement. The lead study author, Dr. Yoel Ju, assistant professor of neurology, says most people don't move when they're asleep, and we developed a way to use the data we collected as a marker for whether a person was asleep or awake. So if they're moving around and they picked that up with a sensor, they could tell. Patients who had the preclinical Alzheimer's had much worse sleep efficiency than people without the markers. On average, those with preclinical disease were in bed just as long, but spent less time asleep. Now, some of you could say, hold the phone, Dr. Dahlia. Older people already have shorter sleep cycles. They have sleep disruptions. You're right, they do. Okay, I mean, this study is an absolute. But, you know, it would be nice to find out what came first, the chicken or the egg. Does lack of sleep cause you to be more vulnerable to plaques? Or does Alzheimer's cause lack of sleep? And should we all be screened for Alzheimer's? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We are are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so more criticism of how we doctors are prescribing. They're saying we doctors are prescribing too much cholesterol medication, the statins, and we're prescribing them to people who have little chance of benefiting from these drugs. What? Wait, what? They say in a survey of 202 primary care doctors and cardiologists, nobody surveyed me, more than 70% said they would prescribe a statin to patients who have a very low chance of developing heart disease during the next decade based on their cholesterol, blood pressure levels, and other risk factors. What are you talking about? They say with patients who don't have heart disease, talking to their doctor about the risks and benefits of statins as well as alternative treatments and ways to change lifestyle is going to be important. All right, hold on a second here. How do you know you don't have heart disease? Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, they did an EKG. Okay, but I've told you guys about that. The EKG doesn't, I mean, that isn't highly specific. It doesn't tell you you're in the clear just because you had an EKG. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia had a stress test. Well, we talked about stress tests. How many people have failed the stress test? I mean, or they pass the stress test, but they still have heart disease. All right, how do you know? How does a doctor know you are free and clear of heart disease? We have to go by risk factors. And if you have high cholesterol, we are being urged to try diet and exercise, depending on the level of it. If it's super high, then we know it's genetic. And if your diet and exercise isn't working, we put you on the medication. What do you mean we're giving people cholesterol medications who don't need it? What are you talking about? My cousin was 45 years old and dropped dead of a heart attack. Nobody knew she had heart disease. Okay? Maybe your cholesterol was a little high. Maybe it wasn't. We don't know. But, people in their 40s can drop dead of heart disease. Kids can have heart attacks on the field. How the hell do you know? Are you going through a full workup? Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, Obamacare won't pay for that. Well, just stop for a sec before you tell us doctors that we're doing things without thinking through. So apparently Dr. Michael Johnson at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor said he and his colleagues sent anonymous surveys to 750 randomly selected doctors across the country who treat people with high cholesterol. Those surveys included 6 clinical vignettes describing hypothetical patients from 40 to 75. None of those made-up patients had heart disease. They varied in their LDL cholesterol levels, whether they had high blood pressure or diabetes or smoked. How do they know these patients, these hypothetical patients didn't have heart disease? Did you do angiography? Did you? Did you do one of those ultra-fast CTs? See if they had coronary plaquing? Of the less than one-third doctors who responded to the survey, the proportion who said they would prescribe a statin to each hypothetical patient range from 40% to 94%. So they think we doctors are trigger happy. Among the 3 people who were deemed to have very low risk for heart disease, a 40-year-old man with high cholesterol and well-controlled hypertension, doctors said they would prescribe statins 73 to 89% of the time. Well, absolutely. The guy has high cholesterol, hypertension, 40 years old. That's 3 risk factors. How the hell does he not already have plaquing? Do I need to bring up the mummy study from yesterday? Remember, ancient mummies had cardiovascular disease? Okay, if somebody smokes, if they're over 40 and they have high cholesterol, those are 3 risk factors for a man. So one doctor says we have to consider that the downside in the minds of the physicians is usually fairly low. Many physicians are trigger happy and do just prescribe a statin. Okay, so if we're trigger happy, what happens to us if the man does have a heart attack? Are we, going to be protected from a lawsuit? Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, you can't do that. It'll infringe on people's freedom of justice. Well, then don't get mad at us if we're going to try to lower the cholesterol, because if we don't lower the cholesterol, we get sued. Okay? So, somebody's better figure this stuff out. They say the one patient for whom less than half of doctors would prescribe a statin was a 55-year-old woman with diabetes and low LDL. She would likely benefit from the drugs due to her diabetes alone. See, I was taught if you're diabetic, you need to be on a cholesterol medication because you're behind the eight ball. My father's cholesterol was maybe only 220, 20 points above normal. Diabetes was in good control, still dropped dead of a heart attack. Oh, I don't want to take the Lipitor or hurt my liver. He didn't want to take the Lipitor. I don't want to take the Lipitor. Leave me alone, little girl. Leave me alone. That's all he kept telling me. Leave me alone, little girl. And I'm like, you know, your liver, you'll have the healthiest liver in the graveyard. Take the damn Lipitor. He wouldn't do it. It died of a heart attack. I mean, okay, I'm the doctor, people. I understand this was a doctor out of University of Michigan. I get that. But I have taken care of people in the emergency room. I've taken care of people in my office. I've seen what happens to people who have heart disease. I've seen people that shouldn't have had heart disease have heart disease. Do you want to know why I give statins very liberally if somebody has high cholesterol? Because I got ripped a new one when I was an intern. And the reason why I was ripped a new one is there was a gentleman we were discharging from the coronary care unit who had had a heart attack. And we were discharging him because he had received a catheterization, had received a stent. So he was stable enough to go home. So I sent him home on a beta blocker, which is what we used to do, an aspirin once a day, and a couple other medicines, but not a cholesterol medicine. I didn't give him a cholesterol medicine because his cholesterol level was 180. And the doctor, before this gentleman got discharged, screamed at me in front of everybody, why the hell am I not giving him a cholesterol medication? I go, because his cholesterol was only 180. It was normal. He said, the hell it was normal. This guy had a heart disease. I don't give a damn about the number. Put him on a cholesterol medicine. So I learned very easy. Very early on, that you can have normal cholesterol and still be ripe for a heart attack. So don't tell me that all these supposed hypothetical patients are quote-unquote free of heart disease and we don't need to give them the cholesterol medicine. How the hell do you know? Now, if you are going to do a $50,000 workup on them and prove to me that the arteries are clear, now you're talking. But if we aren't allowed to do the multi-tens of thousand-dollar workup to find out that the arteries are crystal clear, which, by the way, they won't be. We know 18-year-olds already have clogged arteries. Then don't tell me that these people are not at risk for heart disease. I assume everybody has coronary plaquing. I've seen too many people die. But the funny thing is the people that don't die are the ones that are on a statin. These statin medications, to me, are one of my most favorite pharmaceuticals out there. And I don't give a damn if you guys are going to criticize me for liking a pharmaceutical. I dig natural medicine. I dig complementary medicine, alternative medicine, acupuncture, homeopathy. I love this stuff, and I'm for it. But I am also for somebody who could be at risk for heart disease being put on a statin because it'll prevent the heart attack. And I've seen it all the time. I don't think I've had one patient that died of a heart attack that wasn't on the cholesterol medication. You put the person on the cholesterol medication for crying out loud. Oh, but these doctors are trigger happy and it's going to cost too much money and we won't be able to implement Obamacare. I don't give a damn about Obamacare. I give a damn about my patients. Okay? I didn't go to medical school to be told what to do by the government. I went to medical school so I could be trained and implemented with any instinct, with any art that medicine has used for centuries to heal people. Sometimes people heal, sometimes they don't. But I'll be gosh damned if I allow university doctors, right, who might not have worked a day in an ER to tell me to not prescribe a medication to people that don't have heart disease. Prove to me these people don't have heart disease and I'll listen. But if we ain't going to do the workup, then I can't say they're free of heart disease. Can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. Please make sure y'all be safe. Talk to you soon.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.